Like I say, we appreciate the privilege of being here tonight. Opportunity. Glad to have you that's here with us tonight in the service. Appreciate all your thoughts and your prayers for our birthday yesterday. A little bit older than I was Sunday. That's normally the way it works. Guess I'm about 4 days older than I was Sunday, so just a little older. Appreciate your prayers. Appreciate your thoughts. If you don't read with us tonight, I'm going to read some out of a book of Jeremiah. 6th chapter. Now, I may read some. I may not, but I may read some more. It'll be in Jeremiah also, if I do. May not. Just need your prayers tonight. Very familiar scripture that we're going to read in your hearing. Not anything new. I'm going to start with the 9th verse of the 6th chapter. I could probably read it all, but we're going to start. In the 9th verse. It says, "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, they shall truly clean the remnant of Israel as a vine. Turn back thine hand as a grape gatherer into his baskets. To whom shall I speak and give warning that they may hear? Behold, their ear is uncircumcised, and they cannot hearken. Behold, the word of the Lord is unto them a reproach. They have no delight in it. Therefore, I am full of the fury of the Lord. I am weary with holding in. I will pour it out upon the children abroad and upon the assembly of young men together. For even the husband with the wife shall be taken, and the aged with him that is full of days. And their houses shall be turned unto others, with their fields and wives together. For I will stretch out my hand upon the inhabitants of the land, saith the Lord. For from the least of them, even unto the greatest of them, every one is given to covetousness. And from the prophet even unto the priest, every one dealeth falsely. They have healed also the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed. neither could they blush. Therefore they shall fall among them that fall. At the time that I visit them, they shall be cast down, saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein. And ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Also I set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. Therefore hear ye, nations, and know, O congregation, what is among them. Hear, O earth, behold, I will bring evil upon this people, even the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not hearkened unto my words, nor to my law, but rejected it. To what purpose cometh there to me the incense from Sheba, and the sweet cane from a far country? Your burnt offerings are not acceptable, nor your sacrifices sweet unto me. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will lay stumbling blocks before this people, and the fathers and the sons together shall fall upon them, and the neighbor and his friend shall perish. Thus saith the Lord, behold, a people cometh from the north country, and a great nation shall be raised from the sides of the earth. They shall lay hold on the bow and spear. They are cruel and have no mercy. Their voice roareth like the sea. They ride upon horses set in array as men for war against thee, O daughter of Zion. We have heard the fame thereof. Our hands wax feeble. Anguish hath taken hold of us, and pain as of a woman in travail. Go not forth into the field, nor walk by the way, for the sword of the enemy and the fear is on every side. O daughter of my people, gird thee with sackcloth and wallow thyself in ashes. Make thee mourning as for an only son, most bitter lamentation, for the spoiler shall suddenly come upon us. I have set thee for a tower and a fortress among my people, that thou mayest know and try their way. They are all grievous revolters, walking with slanders. They are brass and iron. They are all corruptors. The bellows are burned. The lead is consumed of the fire. The founder melteth in vain. For the wicked are not plucked away. Reprobate silver shall men call them, because the Lord hath rejected them. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading of a good portion of the sixth chapter of the book of Jeremiah. And I know that reading this and that of Jeremiah had a great compassion for the children of Israel. He loved them. He is probably the only good thing that Israel had going for them was that of Jeremiah and that of his day. Now, I know I've read some pretty strong things and some pretty harsh things, but this was what the Lord gave Jeremiah to give to his people. And the reason that he gave it unto them was because they would not hearken, they would not follow him, they would not do the commands of the Lord himself. Therefore, the Lord said, I'm going to send some things against you.
and I'm going to purge you, so to speak, and put you out. And he said, come right down, he said in the 30th verse, reprobate silver shall men call them, because the Lord hath rejected them. Now, I'm not going to preach on all that I read to you tonight. I've got just a thought in it. I could have probably read in other places, but this is the scripture, and there's more coming with it. Lord help us, maybe in just a few minutes. But the Bible says here, and he told them, he said, seek, let me just read it. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein. And ye shall find rest for your souls. Ye shall find rest for your souls. I want to talk tonight, Lord help us, just a minute, my friend, about a way. A way. Nothing new you've heard preached on, no doubt many be the time. But I want to talk to you tonight about a way. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs, in more than one place, it says, there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Brethren, there's more than one way as you travel in this journey. They most certainly are. There's more than one way. There's no doubt many ways when you look at things, but there's not but one way that you'll please God, nor that you'll ever make it to heaven. One way. We sang a song out of the old church hymnal. I believe it's number 66. It says there's just one way to the pearly gate. One way to the pearly gate. Did you know tonight, brethren, that God has always had one way? One way. Brethren, he hadn't had many ways. He hadn't accepted many ways. Brethren, he's put out one way, and thank God, that's the only way you can make it. We sung the song tonight, my friend. Oh, Lord, send the pyre just now. They were in an upper chamber. They were in one accord. Thank God, and God sent the way. Glory! Hallelujah! They ain't but one way tonight. Jeremiah knowed something about that way. Yes, he did. He knowed something about that way. You might think I've lost my marbles. I'm going to tell you something. There's never been but one way made to get to Christ tonight. Woo! Just one. We're living in a day, my friend, to when there's multitude after multitude of ways preached to get to God today. Ain't going to work. There ain't but one. Ain't but one. Brethren, when he took Adam and drove him out of the garden, thank God he kept the way tonight. Yes, he did. He kept the way. Yes, sir. Read it. Bible says he didn't do away with the tree of life. No, sir. He didn't do away with the access. Brethren, he kept the way down through the ages of time. And he tried to lead the children of Israel in that way. Yes, he did. He tried, my friend, numerous, even the prophets. He said, I sent them rising up early and sending them. And you wouldn't hear them. What did he tell Ezekiel when he was sitting over there? He said, I'm sending you to a people that will not hear you. Will not. They will not come into the way tonight. He said, I'm not sending you to a people of hard speech, of foreign aliens. He said, I'm sending you to the house of Israel. He said, and brother, I'm sending you that they might know there's a prophet of God in the land. Yeah. Woo! Woo! Sometimes that's what I feel like. Just a voice of God that's not being heard. Listen, there's a way. That way was kept, my friend. He said at the east of Eden, when he drove out the man, he said he set there a flaming sword, my friend, and cherubims to keep the way of the tree of life. Woo! Woo! Brethren, I'm not here to tell you, my friend, about what the gloom and doom, just like Jeremiah told them in that day. But I'm here to tell you, you ain't gonna make it unless you come by the way tonight. One way, I thought about the children of Israel. They's probably not written. And it's the reason that Jeremiah was noted as the weeping prophet. I believe all the prophets that God sent, I believe they loved the children of Israel. I do, but you'll find no more mercy, brethren, and compassion out of a prophet like Jeremiah. No, sir. He done everything in his power that God gave him to get the children of Israel back to God. That was his main goal and purpose. Now, I don't know. There's absolutely, my friend, a yearning, I believe, from the man of God that the people of God follow God in all things, my friend. He said, stand in the old paths and ask, huh? and see, he said, and ask for the good way. Said, walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. Rest. Rest. Folks, it still works tonight. Thank God you can find rest for your soul. But you're going to have to get in the way. I'm in the way, the bright and shining way. We sang that too, don't we? I know tonight, you say, preacher, I've heard this. I've got news for you. There's people that's going different ways than what they've heard. Yes, sir. Different ways. A lot of times I deliver a lot of vehicles. And sometimes I get very little information, but if I can get a street number and a city, punch that little thing in. And a lot of times it'll come up and it'll say, this way, this way, this way. View the routes. Which way you want to go? Wind up at the same place, but there's a lot to consider when you look at them routes. They most certainly are. I'm going to tell you something. You ain't going to wind up in heaven except one way. Huh? I don't care what kind of routes they've got routed out for you. And there's a lot of them out there. There's a lot of teachings and things going on. My friend, that ain't Bible. That will not stand up. It will not hold up. Brethren, you'll run down that road to destruction tonight. Yes, you will. Jeremiah didn't want that for the children of Israel. No, he didn't. I thought about the children of Israel. Let me go on just a little bit. I won't come back to Jeremiah. Now, I don't know tonight. I really don't. You just have to ask the Lord why he sends us certain ways. I don't know why I went by the way of Jeremiah tonight. I really don't. Brethren, the Bible teaches us also that all a man's ways are clean in his own eyes. It doesn't say, my friend, that it's right with God. It just says it's clean in his own eyes. You talk to people, my friend, that's right, they ain't never gonna repent. Do you know that? If they believe they're right, my friend, they never will repent. Because their ways are clean in their own eyes. Listen. But you need to consider your ways. Bible tells us. Jeremiah tells us. In more than one place. I'm going to read some more in him in a minute. But I thought about the children of Israel and they come out of the wilderness when they crossed over into Canaan land. You know, that was probably more than one way they could have went. But they wouldn't but one way that had the blessings and the inheritance with it. Hell, think about it. Think about it. Did you know that God commanded them that they pass by the way where the priest stood in the midst of Jordan. Glory! Hallelujah! They wasn't going to cross but one way tonight. Woo! They wouldn't but one place, my friend, to where it's dried up. Yes, sir. That water didn't back up, my friend, except when that ark and the priest stood in the midst of Jordan. And the command was, you pass by it. Yes, sir. By them. That Ark of the Covenant stood there. Yes, sir. Until they all clean passed over. Whoa! Whoa! Ha! Glory! Don't you want to make it to heaven? Don't you want a clean Passover? Huh? Then you're going to have to come God's way. Amen. Yes, sir. You're going to have to go His way. His way. You know what Jesus said? He said, I am the way. Woo! The way, thank God. I am the door to the sheepfold tonight. Thank God you ain't gonna make it. There ain't no other name given among men whereby we must be saved except at the name of Jesus. I'll preach it. Won't you? Yes, sir. I'll preach. Why, preacher? Because there ain't no other way made. Not another one. I'm going to read you something. You know them children of Israel, they stayed in trouble most of the time because they, number one, what Jeremiah said, they wouldn't listen. They just would not listen. They wouldn't hearken. They had the words. They had the way. They had, my friend, all it took to get to Jesus, but they just would not believe. It's the reason they wandered 40 years in the wilderness, because of their unbelief. Amen. I'm going to say this, it might surprise you a little bit, but brethren, these folks today ain't doing nothing but wandering. You know that? Just a wandering. Wandering. And wandering and around and around. Yes. Yes. Some of them older ones, my friend, thought them younger ones was going to be a hindrance to them. And when the Lord got finished with them, He said, them you thought was going to be a hindrance, said, they going to be going in and you ain't going. You'll die right here in this wilderness. Is that what He told them? Listen. Wouldn't any of them above 20 year old come out of there? I've said this many a time. The only lifestyle that them 20-year-olds knowed, my friend, was the living in the wilderness. They didn't know what it was to plant a vineyard, plant a garden, plant a field. They didn't know what it was to reap a field. Listen, brethren, they didn't know what it was to go and gather the corn and put it on the table. Brethren, they never had eaten any. Amen. Listen. God fed them with manna, did He not? Brother, they knowed how to gather manna. Yes, they did. They knowed how to eat that manna. And I believe them 20-year-olds, my friend, they figured out that Moses knowed what he was talking about. Yes, sir. Two above 20-year-old left there. Was it not? Two of them. Out of all 600,000 footmen, not counting women and children. Listen, folks. It wasn't the children that left Egypt, my friend, that went into Canaan either. No, sir. That generation didn't make it. They is just like mom and dad. Yes, sir. They is hard-hearted, and they had no belief in God. Preacher, you can't preach it. I surely can. Listen. Listen, I can't help it tonight. My friend, we're living amongst folks. Brethren, they're just like they were, stiff-necked and hard-hearted tonight. Preacher, you ain't gonna get no amens. I don't care. Brethren, we piddle-paddle around this thing. We think we can, my friend, round up our circus and make it. Brethren, you ain't gonna make it except you come God's way. Just ain't gonna make it. Preacher, we all saved here tonight, and we don't like this kind of preaching. I'm gonna tell you something. They ain't but one way. And you don't think, my friend, that I, buffet my own self when I get a hold of some messages. Huh? And it's the reason God don't give me much time. I've learned that. He don't give me a lot of time, my friend, to study some of these things out, and there's a good reason for it. Yes, they are. I would probably not preach what he give me, brethren, if I studied on it much. You think Jeremiah loved having to proclaim what he proclaimed that I read to you? Just what little bit. Crafton, I believe it broke his heart. Yes. Listen. He didn't stop. He didn't stop. Brethren, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man. Key word there, seemeth. You know that? But the end thereof are the ways of death. It has no life in it. There's no life-giving measure in it. Brethren, there's no pot of gold. There's no Canaan at the end. You think them 20-year-olds had ever seen a cluster of grapes like what they brought back when they spied out Canaan? Them 20-year-old didn't get to see that. They wasn't even born. Huh? They was just 20-year-old. Brethren, they was born in the wilderness. Right in the mid part of it. Folks, they didn't know what their granddaddies had ducked them into. Listen, I look around today, my friend, and I know what Granddaddy believed. Don't you? Puts us on close turf. You hear me? Preacher, you're just too old fogey. Not so. Not so. I don't feel old fogey. Huh? You know what I feel, Robert? I believe, thank God, just like I believed when God saved me, when He called me to preach. Thank God I still believe it. Yes, sir. Preacher, it ain't going to get you nowhere. I've got news for you. I'm headed home. I'm going home. Thank God I'm going to make it. Woo! Preacher, how can you say that? Thank God I'm on the highway of holiness tonight. Woo! I read my Bible and it tells me there's no ravenous beast on that highway. People fighting all kinds of things. They just in the wrong way. Let me read something else to you. This come from it come from Jeremiah also. You're going to have to give me a second. I've done looked it up two or three times, and I've read it two or three times, and I couldn't find it for two or three times. And I still can't sometimes. You just bear with me. It's here. Listen, Jeremiah didn't stop with chapter 6. He continued on. This is chapter 21. I want you to listen. He said, unto this people, thou shalt say, thus saith the Lord, behold, I set before you the way of life. Did you hear that? Behold, I set before you the way of life and the way of death. Do you hear that? What does the scripture say in the New Testament when it talks about the broad way? Don't it give you a broad way? Don't it give you a narrow way? What did he say? The broad way, broad is the way, and wide is the gate. And many go in thereat. Many. You don't want to be in the broad way. You hear me? That's not the way. He said there's a narrow way and straight is the gate. And that word is straight. You look it up. That word actually means confined, narrow, confined, restricted. Telling you the truth. That's what it is. Narrow is the way, straight is the gate that leadeth to life. Did you hear that? What did he say? I set before you the way of life. The way. Brethren, what did Moses tell the children of Israel? I set before you this day blessing and a cursing, good and evil. Is that not right? Life and death. Has it changed? Has it changed, folks? He's always had a good way. He's always had life. Thank God the choosing has always been on our part tonight. Yes, sir. Jeremiah, what did he say? I don't believe Jeremiah just thought this up. I don't believe, thank God, he said, thus saith the Lord. That what he said? Thus saith the Lord. You know how much Jeremiah loved the children of Israel? Read him sometime. Read him. You say, preacher, he's always against them. He ain't against them. He's not against, he's the only one for them. Thank God he's trying to get them out. Thank God of the hell holes of the world and back on track with God tonight. It ain't changed much. Do you know that? You look out today. You look out today. You tell me how many's in the Broadway. Huh? And it leads to death. Is that not right? I put before them, he said, I've set before them the way of life. The way. Brethren, we know the way tonight. And yet we still choose death. Shame on us. Shame on us. But we're right. Asked us. Huh? Asked us. We're right. Everybody else wrong. We're right. Yes, sir. I'm going to tell you something, my friend. You get down to praying. You get down to reading and studying. And it causes you, my friend, to check up on your own life. Thank God that's good for you tonight. Preacher's the reason I don't read much. Shame on you. Which way you following? Can I read you something else? I'm going to have to find it again too. Such a time finding. I've got it. You're just going to have to give me a second. Listen. He said, I set before them the way of life and the way of death. He wrote unto them. He wrote unto them in the 21st chapter. That was the 21st chapter. This is the 32nd chapter. Listen, can I tell you something? Jeremiah didn't change his message. It didn't change. The fact of it is, the children of Israel didn't change. They still continually went on in their unbelief. Yes, they did. Listen, this is what the Lord said. Now, I want you to tell me that God didn't care for them. I want you to tell me that Jeremiah didn't care for them. This is what Jeremiah said, because thus saith the Lord. He says, behold, I will gather them out of all countries, whither I have driven them in mine anger and in my fury and in great wrath. The Lord said, yes, I drove them. I pushed them out. He said, I'm going to gather them. That was his purpose all the time. Listen. And I will bring them again unto this place, and I will cause them to dwell safely. And they shall be my people, and I will be their God. God cared for them. God was going to bring them back. Doors wide open. Listen. And I will give them one heart. Listen. And one way. You hear that? I'll give them one heart and one way, that they may fear me forever for the good of them and of their children after them. Listen. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them, that I will not turn away from them to do them good, but I will put my fear in their hearts, that they shall not depart from me. I could read on and on, but I want you to know Jeremiah's message didn't change. I'm going to give them one heart and one way. There's but one way to the pearly gates. Ain't a half a dozen. There ain't two ways. There's one way. Is that not right? Did not God send his son into this world? Brethren, we sung it tonight. I'm redeemed by love divine. Glory, glory. Christ is mine. Christ is mine. Why is that, preacher? He's the way. Ain't no other way. Can't be. I hope you got something out of the message. I really do. I hope, my friend, tonight, you say, preacher, you preach to us like we just a bunch of dogs. Well, I can't help how it comes out sometimes. Just to be honest with you, but I'm going to say this whether you believe it or not. There's probably not anybody in this world that loves you as much as I do. Do you know that? They probably not. You get right down to business. I mean, between you and the Lord, I'll guarantee you, I believe he'll let you see the love that I have for you. And folks, there ain't but one way. And that ain't what seems right either. There ain't but one way. There's a way to life and there's a way to death. Yes, they are. It's still evident, is it not? Why did Christ himself talk about the broad and the narrow way if there was no such thing? It's red letter edition. Yes, it is. Jeremiah, he prophesied unto these people They didn't want to hear him. I read to you where the Lord said they've recovered some of the health of my people by preaching peace. Peace. He said, but when there was no peace. He said in another place in the book of Jeremiah, he said they prophesied peace, but he said, I didn't send them. He didn't send them. You know who he sent? He sent Jeremiah. And Jeremiah had the message for that time and for that era. He had the message. Yes, he did. They didn't like him so much, they put him in a hole in the ground. Yes, sir. But did you know that did not stop the Word of God? You can turn us off just like turning a radio. I've sat in the pew. I have. I've sat in the pew with my radio off. Out yonder somewhere. Huh? Man just preaching his heart out. Huh? I might as well have been 1,000 miles away. Listen, we get that away sometimes. Don't ask me why. Number one, we ain't too interested in what's going on. First problem. Second problem, our heart ain't where it ought to be. When your heart ain't where it ought to be, it don't tune in. You know that? It's just like an old radio. You can get you a good station and you can get so far away and it'll just fade in and out, in and out. Static, static. You go up a hill, you'll get it, and you go down the hill and you'll lose it. Huh? And they might be on a good high note. You know what? Might be a good high note and you lost it all. Just lost it. Preacher, it don't work that way. Don't tell me it don't work that way. I'll promise you, my friend, there's times, my friend, when the Lord gonna bless us. Yes, sir. Despite all we are, Steve. If he blessed me according to my doings, my friend, I'm afraid I'd come up short. If he blessed me with what I'm worth, huh? What I'm worth? I think sometimes. What I'm worth? Hear me? Preacher, you're just shut up a while ago. You was doing pretty good. I got news for you tonight. We all, my friend, come short of the glory of God. When it's talking about us. We're guilty, are we not? I'm going to tell you something. The Lord gives us opportunity, my friend, to straighten that wrong out. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Maybe it's just slack, just being slack. Maybe it's just you didn't do one little thing that God asked you to do. Preacher, it ain't that serious. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I've had things, my friend, to haunt me because I didn't do them. And it wasn't a great big old thing that I had to do no way. I just didn't do it. Did not do it. My way was probably better than his. Huh? At that particular time. But I found out his way needed to be done. Sometimes, folks, he don't give you that next opportunity. You can go back and go back and go back. I don't care how many times. He may never open that door. So it's pretty important that we move when he says move. Yeah. Hope you got something out of the message. I do tonight. I'm going to hush.